You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. In 2015, leaders in Grand Traverse County realized they needed help fixing the county's financial situation, so they called in Tom Menzel. He had a reputation for righting the financial ship at the National Cherry Festival and Bay Area Transportation Authority. Menzel came in and immediately started making moves. Some of them, like asking county employees to pay more for their health and retirement benefits, have met with resistance. Menzel says the county still has a long way to go toward financial health, but for him personally, now is the right time to announce his retirement.
Well, one reason is I'm 72 years old, and I'm working beyond what a lot of people do, but I really enjoy it. But it's very important that the board have plenty of time to find the right candidate that they're comfortable with. These things take a great deal of time if you're going to do a national search. So I thought, in fairness to them, that would be a good announcement to make, to give them time to start the process. Secondly, as we go through the long-term strategic planning, knowing that they'll be dealing with a new person next year probably would be helpful in whatever decisions, thoughts, or strategies they put in place.
Have they begun that process?
Yes, we have. We have started the strategic planning process, one, and I believe they have an ad hoc committee that is looking to find a search firm that they're wanting to work with who would help them in the process of a national search.
You came to this job in 2015 with a reputation for turning around organizations that were in financial trouble. When you arrived here at Grand Traverse County and got the lay of the land, what did you find?
Well, it's an organization that has severe financial stress. It's a culture that has not really looked at itself for a long time. It's very inwardly focused. You wouldn't have been able to have an organization in the private sector like the one I found. They would have gone out of business a long time ago.
You mentioned the pension liability that the county has. Do you think the county has a handle yet on that unfunded pension problem? And what else do you think needs to be done?
Well, they do not have a handle on it yet. One thing we've done is gotten it on the radar of the state as a serious problem for a lot of other entities beside ourselves. But in our own situation, we're talking about a millage that would take care of this lump sum that has to be dealt with. And I'm putting it out for discussion. I know that would be a tough sell, but somehow we've got to deal with the large amount that has to be dealt with over time. So a millage geared just for the pension reduction and put into an irrevocable trust that would have a more principal-protected investment strategy is something that needs to be considered and talked about. So I think there's a plan out there, but we would have to make sure people understand what we're trying to accomplish.
I must admit, a millage does seem like it would be a tough sell. Is that something that you think we could be a discussion this year?
Yes, I would like to have it as that. I think if we laid it out and it was well thought out using logical, rational reasoning with good analytics behind it, at least it would give the people an option. And if they said no, then you're going to have to cut services because you have to meet these obligations, and it's required by state constitution. And if you fall too far behind, the state can come in and require you to do that. There's a number that they have, and we're on the watch list, I've heard, from Treasury because of our pension liabilities. And if it takes X amount of a budget at a certain point, then they'll step in. And if that happens, they can dictate a millage. They can say, pay it.
What are your plans for your retirement?
Well, I want to keep busy, and I want to spend a little more time in Arizona. I want to spend more time with my granddaughter. I enjoy her quite a bit. In fact, we go and have smoothies every weekend, and I'm called Grandpa Smoothie, and no woman ever called me smooth before, so she's my favorite, of course. I've always, you know, I promoted cherries, and I've had some acreage that I bought 30-some years ago, and I want to plant cherry trees.
Tom Menzel, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.